Always inspiring, always learning to make life better. Sunday celebrations with Brendan Nottle. Thanks to Tobin Brothers Funerals, celebrating lives.
You're listening to RSN Sunday Celebrations, and our special guest this evening is Jason Smith, the author of a huge book called Unlikely, but also the founder of the Back in Motion Health Group. Jason, thanks so much for joining us on Sunday Celebrations.
Oh, Brendan, thanks for having me. Great to be with you.
Jason, the book Unlikely is your first book. It is, well, it's not actually, it's your fourth, isn't it? Your fourth book.
Well, yeah, it's my third book cover to cover, and then I've been a contributor to one other. So right. I do have four titles to my name.
I think calling Unlikely a book is doing the book a disservice. It is a tome. It is enormous. It's 580 pages. It's 126 chapters. But it is a really, really engaging book that's actually brought with it some great acclaim. So we've got Jack Gantz, one of the founders of Chemist Warehouse, has called your book Unlikely a gripping read. George Savvides, who was the CEO of Medibank Private, called it an authentic and accessible leadership story. Tim Costello, formerly CEO of World Vision, called it a book that's hard to put down. And Craig Winkler from Myob and founder of Xero said the book helps you discover the chest-tightening reality of risking everything. So some fantastic acclaim that's been attached to this book. So well done.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. It's, you know, a book's one thing. It's the story you've got to live to get to write the book that's the hard part.
Well, and living a story, you certainly have, because you started the Back in Motion Health Group as a physio clinic operating out of a garage, and it ended up becoming a $100 million ASX acquisition located over in 400 different places, and it became the largest physio franchise in the Southern Hemisphere. It's an enormous story just in itself, but the book Unlikely is about a lot more than that, isn't it?
Personal story, Brendan. Yeah. I mean, people love to get sensationalised by the big numbers, and they think it's all about a big paycheck at the end of the day. But I think what I tried to do in the book is tell the story that's lesser known. It's behind the curtain. What happens in the quiet wee hours of the morning when you're carrying the hardships and struggles, and you're trying to find reconcile your faith and your family in the midst of it all.
Yeah. I was really fascinated by one of the early chapters, Jason, that's entitled The Imposter Syndrome. What is imposter syndrome, and how on earth could you suffer from it?
Well, imposter syndrome, there's a lot being written about it. It's this idea that you find yourself in a position of privilege or with responsibilities that you don't think you've earned, entitled to, and you probably aren't qualified to discharge. And I think even to this day, Brendan, I still struggle with that concept because, you know, when you come from nothing and you find yourself with responsibilities for hundreds and hundreds of staff, in our case over a million clients, and you're wanting to make sure you give them your very best, you feel very unworthy, very ill-equipped. And if it wasn't for the God who made us or the people around me who support me in the journey, I'm convinced I'd get it wrong more than I'd get it right. And so I think that's what we mean when we refer to this idea of imposter syndrome.
Yeah, it's interesting you mentioned that it's prevalent and it's being talked about and written about a lot, because I certainly experience imposter syndrome too, and I think a lot of my friends experience it as well. So I just thought it was really good that you put it out there at the beginning of your book and actually articulated clearly that it's something that you've struggled with.
Yeah, and it's good to talk about. I think if we, there's a tension between taking yourself too seriously and still operating with a level of responsibility and credibility. Yeah. And I think the more we can have safe conversations in the workplace and just in community life, that we're not everything we appear to be. We do have hard times. We do have vulnerabilities. Yeah. We need to work together, and your strengths will help my deficiencies. Yeah. And together we go further, faster.
Yeah. And it's interesting, too, just reflecting on this idea that we all have a shadow side, don't we? So we all have gifts and strengths, but they come with a shadow side too. So, and that's part of what the imposter syndrome picks up on. You mentioned before too, Jason, about, we can get entranced by the big numbers, but we have to go to those and say that business, the Back in Motion Health Group, was an incredibly successful business. What were some of the secrets of your success?
It's funny. I always cringe at the word successful.
Yeah.
It was a successful business. I cringe at that because we often think of success as being the biggest, the most popular, the largest, the most wealthy. And, in our case, fortunately, the group did exceed expectations in probably all of those parameters. But I think the reason I would say it was a worthwhile venture isn't because of all those accolades. It's because we attracted good people who wanted to make a difference in their sector. Yeah. They wanted to live a life of not just success but significance.
Yeah.
And we got that opportunity every day with thousands of patients all over the network.
Yeah.
But what led to it? It's a little bit like the 11 herbs and spices that make up the KFC recipe. it's rarely one or two big things. It would be so much easier to answer the question if I could just point to, a handful of things. But it was all those little, seemingly insignificant contributions. 100 cents make up a dollar.
Yeah,
and in our case, it was the way we set expectations for culture. It was the technology that we put into our practices.
Yeah.
It was the way we fit out our premises and made patients feel like when they walked through the front door, they had come home, they belonged. It wasn't a clinical, sterile environment. It was because we didn't ever just treat the injury. We tried to always engage the person. Every sore back or whiplash injury belonged to a mum or a dad or someone who had to go to work the next day, and we tried to always be holistic in the way we integrated our care.
Yeah.
I think it's those lots of little things that contributed to our ongoing growth and eventually the brand that people trusted.
Yeah. Reading your book, Jason, called Unlikely, one of the keys that I picked up was your incredible work ethic and how significant that was. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, it's a scary thing. When you're not smart, you've got to work hard.
Right.
And I think I've compensated all my life for a lack of genius by just having to just put the pedal down and just work long hours, do it the hard way. But I'm not super proud of that because there's a real risk if you work too hard that you burn out, and then, of course, you're no good to anyone. And I think I went dangerously close to that a few times.
Right.
I'm famed, Brendan. You would know this because we've talked about it before.
Yeah.
But I'm famed for finding the eighth day in the week. And that's because on a Tuesday night, I had negotiated with my wife and kids that I just wouldn't come home. I'd stay at the office. Everyone would leave. And I would work through the night, not sleep at all.
Is that
and
right?
Then when the first team members rocked in the next morning, I'd put on a clean shirt and make it look like I'd just arrived a few minutes before them. And I would have done that for 5 to 10 years.
Wow.
Just to try and get ahead. But I can't recommend it. It's a violation of every healthcare principle you could imagine.
Yeah, absolutely.
But that's what I did for a season, just to try and get some leverage over the incessant demands on my life until I realised I'm going to die young. So I had to change some of those habits to make this thing long term. But look, I've never been afraid of hard work, that's for sure.
It's interesting what you're saying, Jason, because it reminds me of a time where I felt overwhelmed with work, and I worked for 27 hours straight. And I got to the end of it completely exhausted. And I thought, I'll feel better now because, you know, I would have worked through all this work that was piling up on the desk. But I actually felt I've got to go for another 27 hours. So it was almost this horrific addiction of it's never ending. And I think the point that you made there about balance is so critically important. And throughout the book, Unlikely, that you've written, you mentioned how important your family and particularly your wife, Paulina, have been, not just to your business, but far more importantly to your life.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm sure I'm not unique in this reflection. The people we live and love are, of course, the reason so much of what we undertake. And yet the great tragedy is we can lose them in the adventure when we put the priorities back to front.
Yeah.
And so we start altruistic and idealistic and aspirational about family, and then halfway through the journey you look around yourself and you realize, jeepers, I'm at the office more than I'm at home. And even when I'm home, I'm physically there and emotionally absent. I'm depleted of all energy. And so, you know, Paulina is such a great gift in my life in so many ways, but one of the truths that she never let me escape was the tension of making sure I bring my best at home. Like, I really had two jobs. I had the day job, or, you know, the business, but I had a whole other job that I had to turn up, be present for and be excellent in, and that was husband and father.
Yep.
And she constantly kept me aware that I cannot under any circumstances neglect that, or the whole thing has been, you know, fruitless. And you know that. I mean, you've raised a family, you've worked hard and you care deeply for people in your life, and it's a tension that we have to embrace.
We're speaking tonight with Jason Smith, author of a book called Unlikely, an outstanding book. Jason, right throughout the book, but more importantly, right throughout your life, and I know this because I know you well, your faith in Jesus has been front and centre, and it's been a rock in your life, particularly, you know, going right back to an early age. Can you tell us how important your faith has been to your business, but also, more importantly, to your life?
Yeah, it is the purpose behind everything I do, and I think the wrestle in business is not being preoccupied with the thrill of the chase and remembering who you're doing it for and why God has purposed me to be in the marketplace. And I think identity is a big issue. You know, we talked about imposter syndrome at the beginning, and I think identity is so crucial, and I really serve at the pleasure of the King of all kings, Jesus, and my life is about wanting to please an audience of one, Him, and therefore it is the centermost conviction on which everything else hangs. And I feel really grateful that as a 10-year-old boy, Brendan, when I was just watching the cartoons at home, I had an encounter with God that was devoid of all organized religion and superficiality. It was just a very direct personal experience without words to even explain it at the time, but God captured my heart, and it's been a lifelong journey with Him ever since.
The book obviously talks about the successes that you've experienced, Jason, through your work, but it also talks about some of the incredible pain that you've experienced as well. So you outline devastating lows that come from personal betrayal, corporate espionage, legal entanglements, the unnerving scrutiny of a parliamentary investigation into alleged improprieties. My goodness, it's a fantastic book, and I'm surprised that you actually fitted this whole story into 580 pages.
Yeah.
So I'm waiting for volume two to come out at some stage. But, like, what got you through those things and what kept you going?
Yeah. It does read like a Tom Clancy novel.
Oh, it's incredible.
Because, you know, I think I had lots of opportunities to roll over and die and just give up and just say this isn't worth it anymore. The risk of the cost to the family, the risk to my personal health, and just the inevitability that it was going to fail commercially.
Yeah.
But to the prior question around the centrality of God in my life, I think I just keep coming back to this inconvenient truth, and that is I never wanted to be in business myself. Like, I was a failed medical missionary who accidentally landed in business. I was a reluctant franchisor. It took me at least 5 years at the beginning of this process to just reconcile that God even wanted me to be doing this business. Yeah. And every time I hit a hard spot and wanted to just run away and escape, I just felt like it was that conviction, well, God put me here, so either he can bring it all to completion, or if this is the last day I serve in the role of the business, then he must have something else for me. And like, when going through hell, you just keep going and trust that God will deliver you. And that was really as simple and as almost cliche as that sounds. It really was the guiding light when times got really ugly.
Yep. It's a great quote from Winston Churchill, when you're going through hell, keep going. I've certainly drawn on that one. Jason, what's next for you?
Well, I'm really giving most of my time at the moment to mentoring other emerging and established leaders in the marketplace who are wanting to not just be successful, but really chase this idea of significance, make a difference in their communities. And so a lot of time is invested in that space. Yeah. And then between writing and speaking and doing a little bit of missional philanthropic work, the week fills pretty quickly. It's amazing I ever fitted a full-time job in previously, Brendan.
Jason, thanks so much for joining us on Sunday Celebrations. And if people would like to get this amazing book called Unlikely, what's the best way they can do that?
Well, they'll always be able to get it from Amazon or Kindle.
Yeah.
If they want a discount, they can get it straight from my website, jasontsmith.com.au.
Fantastic. Jason, thanks so much for joining us on Sunday Celebrations, and God's blessings upon you and everything that lies ahead.
Yeah, likewise. Likewise. Thanks, Brendan.
Every Sunday night from 10 to 11, Sunday Celebrations.